Psalm 108. A song, a psalm of David.
My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make melody with all my being. Awake, O harp and lyre, I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great, above the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. That your beloved ones may be delivered. Give salvation by your right hand and answer me. God has promised in his holiness.
With exultation I will divide up Shechem and portion out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is my helmet, Judah my scepter, Moab is my washbasin. Upon Edom I cast my shoe, over Philistia I shout in triumph.
Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Have you not rejected us, O God? You do not go out, O God, with our armies. O grant us help against the foe, for vain is the salvation of man. With God we shall do valiantly. It is he who will tread down our foes.
Today's devotion: holding on to God's promises in times of trouble. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make melody with all my being. Whenever I read this opening cry of Psalm 108, I am reminded of my pastoral internship days when I joined the church's early morning prayer meetings. Before dawn broke, the pastors and some seniors would quietly gather at church. At the start of the day, they brought clean hearts before God, welcoming dawn with praise, scripture, and prayer. It was like a living picture of this psalm, awakening the dim dawn with voices of worship and stirring drowsy souls with songs of prayerful praise. What makes this psalm unique is that it weaves together two prayers from very different situations. Part of it comes from Psalm 57, when David was pursued by Saul and, after experiencing God's deliverance, offered thanksgiving. Though once homeless and desperate, he encountered God's saving hand, and so he called the nations to join him in singing of God's steadfast love and faithfulness that is great above the heavens. The other part is drawn from Psalm 60, when David was leading his army in battle, facing a dire situation that even felt like God had rejected them. The psalmist did not deny his pain, but honestly poured out his confusion and suffering before the Lord. Yet it was in that place of helplessness that he turned back to God's promises and declared with confidence, "With God we shall do valiantly. It is he who will tread down our foes." These two different experiences, personal danger and national warfare, both point to the same truth. No matter the circumstance, God's faithfulness never changes. He can bring deliverance in every situation. Our task is to cling to his promises. Even when we are still in the dark, we must raise our voices in praise. Isn't this our story today as well? When facing life's uncertainties, mounting pressures, or the worries of our hearts, we too often feel powerless and overwhelmed. Yet the psalmist reminds us that while circumstances may change, God's steadfast love and faithfulness remain a strong shield for us. If you are carrying anxiety, fear, or heavy burdens right now, I invite you to pause and pour out your heart to him. May you encounter the Lord in prayer and trust deeply that he is the one who supplies all your needs. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your faithfulness, which is my refuge in the storm. Help me to fix my eyes on you in every circumstance with a grateful heart, holding firmly to your promises. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen.